This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today we will be covering the topic of generosity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran encourages us to be generous because people have a love for wealth. Specifically, if it's wealth that you've gone above and beyond, worked hard and put your blood and sweat to earn, there is a sense of entitlement. There's a dream that every person has that when I earn my wealth, I will buy X, Y, and Z luxury item and I'll accomplish this and I'll do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to sacrifice and be willing to part from our wealth for individuals who are in need of it, for a cause that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us towards. It may be outside our materialistic goals. It may not be the car that we wanted or the house that we dreamed of or the vacation that we saw other people taking and made a promise to our spouse that we're taking on that vacation. Being generous may require compromises. But when those compromises come into existence because of a person's love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the manifestation of iman. It takes a lot of hard work to be generous. Many of us think of being generous, but when it comes time, shaitan pushes us away. The Quran tells us of this, that shaitan promises poverty to people. That he whispers in your heart that one day you will be poor if you are generous and you give. But on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises fadla, abundance, more, that he will give you more than what you have if you trust him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that every morning a call is made, O Allah, give a succession to the one who gives today. Meaning the one who spends, replace their money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran tells us of people that were generous. And He also tells us of people that were miserly and how things ended for them. Now one thing is giving to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in order for you to give, the first thing you need to do is learn to feel. That when you see an orphan, or when you see someone on the street with a cup, or when you see a widow, or you see an Islamic organization that's struggling, the only way you're going to give is if you feel for them. You have to feel that person's pain, have empathy. If you don't feel for other people and you're so obsessed with your aspirations, you won't be able to be generous. Now, once a person does give, they have a second responsibility. And that is to not destroy your good deed. To understand this, we turn to Surah Baqarah, verse number 262. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. This ayah is a continuation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the previous verse, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of people that are generous and says that He increases and multiplies the reward for whoever He wills. Now, who are these people that whoever Allah wills? In this ayah, ayah 262, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them, those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا. And then they don't follow up what they spent. With what? Mannan wala adha, with reminders and hurt. That you go around telling people that, remember that day I gave you? You're basically burning your good deed away. You're taking that hard work and that sacrifice and you're just throwing it straight out. When you go to people who you were generous to and you remind them of your favors, Allah doesn't like people who brag like this. Because when you do this mann, when you remind people of your favors, you are belittling that person. That person's heart will become very small, they'll get hurt and there will be pain. And at some point they may even say, man, I regret taking money from that person in the first place. مَنَّنْ وَلَا أَذَى. People who don't do this, Allah says regarding them, لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. For them is their reward with their Lord. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And they will feel There will be no fear concerning them, and neither will they grieve. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those that are generous. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to feel the pain and the emotion that other human beings experience, therefore allowing us to be generous, and that He protects us from destroying our good deeds after we offer them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Qalam is dedicated to the mission of making the knowledge of this beautiful religion of Islam accessible to everyone. From the millions of people listening to the podcast, to the hundreds of thousands of people watching these videos, to the tens of thousands of people that are taking online classes, and so much more work that Qalam is doing, we here at Qalam are committed to continuing this good work. And this is where you come in. We're asking you to partner with us to secure your sadaqah jariyah. Of all the people that have benefited from Qalam, continue to learn from Qalam, and inshallah, in the future, we'll continue to learn and benefit from all the work that Qalam, inshallah, will continue to do. Please go to supportqalam.com and donate generously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.